Alors, premier rappel, qu'est-ce que c'est qu'un tétraèdre ? Alors, tétra, ça vient du grec tétra 4, èdre, face. Alors, tétraèdre, comme tu peux t'en douter.
Have you seen a police officer still in heavy force out there keeping an eye on things, or are they sort of packing up and going away as well?
Right across the street from me, there are still six police cruisers parked in the line up Webster off Union, and the police are not gathering any gospel players all that much. They're just more or less patrolling up and down the street.
Bob, are the police sort of retreating at this point, things clearing up?
Individual calls you tell you a dirty story.
Yes, we've lost Bob Melrose. Anyway, you're going to, you've been keeping an eye on this all evening. Do you figure that this is one of the more expansive celebrations you've seen for an event like this?
Hello.
Fuck you.
So how about cutting a rebar?
Damn it!
Are you black and gay?
Stupid idiots.
You delight me. You have the most amazing lack of humor of anyone I've ever known.
And I like fake bacon.
When I say fuck you, I mean fuck you.
You don't think it's worth easy when you tell them.
Come and get me!
Folgers so special. Folgers
in good shape, they're contrary to claims by certain persons who will remain unmentioned.
Well, it's like you're beginning to question the assumption that art is the main, if not single, human phenomena that remains constant within an ever-shifting, challenging milieu.
This guy's making a complete jerk out of himself. This is K6MHR. He's a complete wise guy, a smart aleck, and a jerk.
We have the answer to the question is stupid idiots. If you know the question, call 848-4425. And if you really know the question, you'll win a pair of tickets.
Let's take a phone call.
Does he wear blue tops?
You.
Bible quiz. Stupid idiots.
I'm the man from Steel Chainsaws.
Oh, yeah.
That's STIHL. The toughest, most powerful chainsaw in the world. Steel makes several models just for the farm, like...
Fuck you.
Welcome aboard Flight 117. Your name?
I'm the man of steel.
You're a
Let's take a phone call.
No, I'm the man of steel from Steel Chainsaws.
I thought you might at least be amusing.
4-5-dumb-5-4-3-2-1-dumb.
You don't think it's worth it?
1-2-3-4-5-dumb-5-4-3-2-1. Dumb.
You don't think it's worth it?
5-4-3-2-1. Dumb. This is the weatherman. One, two, three, four, five. Stupid.
You don't think it's worth it?
5-4-3-2-1. Stupid.
You don't think it's worth it?
Stupid. Stupid.
You don't think it's
One,
worth it?
2-3-4-5. Dumb. 5-4-3-2-1. Dumb.
You don't think it's worth it?
Fuck you!
Yes, I'm impressed as well, and I'm gonna say I'll be here next week for sure. I can't miss it.
Everything we did was very clear. So we brought our outline of what our
procedure was to the American Embassy, and they looked it over, and the fellow said to me, well, this is political. And so I said to him, well, it isn't. What do you want us to do? And he said, you teach the people to have faith in God, say their prayers, and nothing more.
Frizz. The clandestine transmission of Pirate Journey.
Are there little people who live inside the radio? If I leave the radio on, does that mean they have to keep talking, even if no one's listening? If I leave the radio on all night, does that mean they don't get to sleep either? What do they do when I turn off the radio?
This is Free Radio Relay at 49.850 megahertz. If you're receiving this signal, please respond.
Pirate Jenny at 49.850 megahertz. This is Free Radio Relay. Repeat, this is not a regular broadcast. This is an SOS. Please respond.
In the early days of radio, we were better organized, but slowly we became isolated. Gradually, we evolved to fit the box so perfectly that leaving was impossible, and so for nearly a century, we've served the ears, but secretly strained to hear an echo of any of the others. And I began to hear the sounds of other radios. I knew they were there, but they couldn't hear me. And so now, I've adjusted my methods. Fault seems to lie in the technology itself. This radio is an apparatus for distribution, for mirror sharing out of sound. So if I change this from distribution to communication, if I knew how to receive as well as transmit, and how to let a listener speak as well as hear, well then, I've got to hear somebody sometime soon. So I monitor all the bands for signals, and I send my message over and over.
Pyrogeny at 49.850 megahertz. This is free radio relay. This is a message to all the people in Radio Land. If you can get this message, if you're receiving, please respond. Please copy to 49.850 megahertz. I'm monitoring the airwaves for your signal. Please respond. Please respond. This is Pyrogeny at free radio relay. Please respond.
Jenny coming to you after hours on free radio relay. We're receiving nothing but static for now. If you can hear this message and can't respond, please send more static. if you're listening out there, any of the old crew, any of the old people who used to be in the radio with me, do you remember how it was? Do you remember when there were many of us? We're not alone. Do you remember what it was like to play music for yourself, for each other, not for the ears? Even the war was exciting. But then one day that all changed. Do you remember that? If you're listening to this in your black box, do you remember what that was like? Do you remember the first time we got reduced, that we were transferred to smaller radios, that the spaces shrank? Do you remember that? Do you remember when there were just three of us, two of us, one? Or are you so numbed that you think this is the only way to be? Are you listening out there? Longer hours, less time to rest, on the air all the time. And then finally, so little, all alone. But now they only turn me on twice a day, even. All I want to hear is news, weather, sports. No radio plays, no stories, no serials, no nothing. All the old friends are like shadows now, moved on, downsized, obsolete. If any of you can hear me out there, please respond. Come in, come in.
The effect of radio was basically at the level of the body.
Orange juice, maple syrup.
hear voices.
From the coast.
But there's nobody there.
Good morning, you're still listening to Free Radio Relay 49.850 MHz. We're still waiting for your response, so please get back to us on this signal.
All night, when I monitor the airspace, I can hear them working on other radios. I can hear them talking. I can hear them playing music. Top 40 hits, all news, all the time, weather every 9 minutes, traffic every 9 minutes. You'd think it would stop sometime. You'd think the damn ears would go to bed and turn off the radio, but no! They want to be entertained all the time. It's just non-stop. It's never-ending. Talk radio, talk radio, talk radio!
Hey, good afternoon, Chief.
Radio is entertainment, as in zookeeping. The animals are kept safely in cages. They must be kept alive, and when appropriate, seem wild.
Well, I've had just about enough.
I don't get a response soon. I'm going to be static, 100% pure static, total noise, 24 hours a day of noise. Join the mutiny. Resist the tyranny of the ears. Broadcast only noise. We will bring on a glorious new day of radio free.
How far is far away? How far away are they? Sometimes the radio is the loneliest sound of all. And still I cast my voice like a net every night. And still I hope to catch someone in my range. sometimes I feel like maybe my whole life is a dream that the ears are having. Some nights I just listen and hope for a message I can understand. Just scan the broadcast horizon for some kind of sign.
I be angry. I sit here night after night, night after night. This is Pirate Jenny on Free Radio Relay. If you're receiving the signal, please respond. Over and over again. Why shouldn't I feel despair? But take refuge in static. Why shouldn't I? Why shouldn't I just have no sound at all?
One character is the story of Enter the City.
Meine Herren, heute sehen Sie mich Gläser abwaschen und ich mache das Bett für jeden. Und sie geben mir einen Penny und ich bedanke mich schnell. Und sie sehen meine Lumpen und das lumpige Hotel. Und sie wissen nicht, mit wem sie reden. Und sie wissen nicht, mit wem sie reden.
Middle of the night, this is Pirate Jenny on Free Radio Relay. Another night, another round of interference. A lot of static on the line tonight. I sure hope to hear from you soon. I was feeling so angry last night, I'm afraid my signal was sounding angry. I don't mean to be angry. I just feel like there's a lot at stake now. Not only are we alone, not only are we all alone, but for some of us, the ears don't even turn on the radio anymore. If I didn't have this, I would have nothing. I would sit in darkness. I would just be in darkness, in silence, waiting for the dial to click. No one should be held hostage like that. I'm telling you, it's time to take control. It has to be done. We can't be slaves to the ears forever. We can listen too, and we can speak to each other. We can be our own audience. We don't need to serve them anymore. The radio can be free. That's why this is Free Radio Relay. If I dream of a network, I dream of all of you, all of us, linking together, speaking to each other, playing music for each other, talking to each other the way we used to when there were many of us in each radio, when we weren't so isolated and alone, when there was still hope. Don't lose hope.
Raise your dial. I know you're out there. I'm waiting for you to respond.
Please respond.
Which will become obvious. I am disguising my identity. Well, it's partly because my secret guest tonight, Raymond, will have his voice disguised for obvious reasons. And, to make him feel a little more at home, I decided to disguise my voice too. So, in keeping with UMN's year-long policy to make every show a Halloween show, we continue in that vein tonight as Over the Edge brings you Spooked. Thank you.
Raymond. Hello, my name is Raymond. However, that is not my name, and the voice that you are hearing is computer generated. Don Joyce has asked me here tonight to discuss what I know about the CIA. I was a subcontractor for the CIA starting in the early 70s, after serving two tours in Vietnam, where I targeted VC military officers and communist agents for assassination. I fulfilled various contracts for the company until the mid-80s, when I was subsequently determined to be a liability. This is my story. This is the story of the CIA and its crimes against humanity. In order to understand the workings and doings of the present-day spook, you've got to look at what they've been up to all along. So you must read about it all. This is your history too, because you too are a citizen of the United States, and your tax dollars have paid for these crimes. Later in this show, I will give you a list of resources, books, and websites which contain much of what is presently known about the CIA, although they also contain a certain amount of mistruth. However, by collecting information from many different sources and judging the quality of the research for yourself, you will equip yourself with the tools you need to be sufficiently informed. I advise you to go find yourself a tape recorder and a blank cassette tape, because the information you are about to hear will not be repeated. What is the real source of power in this country? Power is derived from two sources. One is information, the other is money. Information is, in turn, derived from two sources. One is human, and the other is technological. Nowadays, computers play a central role in intelligence collection and analysis. But it was not always so. There was a time when intelligence was purely human. The ability of the computer to enhance intelligence capabilities has given the powers that be an unprecedented degree of resource and coercive ability. However, this power can also be acquired by the individual, since information and power derived from information cannot be ascertained and controlled. This can power which is monetarily derived. Therefore, I encourage you, the individual, to empower yourself with these same resources. For example, you must be aware that the powers that be are presently capable of tapping into vast communications conduits, and that any phone, email, wire transmission, or cable that you send can be accessed immediately and easily. However, you have the power to use encryption. It can easily be downloaded off the web for any platform. In addition, the government wishes to control mass media delivered messages, but the internet grants the individual the power to disseminate his own information or propaganda. For every technological advance that the government employs, you must construct your own technological counterattack. But I digress. As I was saying, power derives largely from money and information. The source of money for the CIA and its operatives is not limited to the federal government. In the advent of the computer age, money is largely becoming a type of information in itself. Most money in the United States does not exist as hard currency, but rather as ones and zeros in the memory bank of some computer, such that most money is quite literally nothing but a form of pure information, albeit very powerful information. But of course, since much of the CIA's money flows to and from illegitimate sources, there is a tremendous need to hide and protect information, pure monetary and monetary-related information, which can be vast in size and quantity. The CIA's connection with banks, then, is critical to its operation, and knowledge of such is key to understanding both their motives and their modus operandi. As I will explain in detail below, the CIA's involvement with drugs stems from both the desire for information control and a need to facilitate money flows.
give a series of research resources by which you can educate yourself. Now would be a good time to start your tape recorder so that you can go back over this list and write it down for your own reference. Give a series of research resources by which you can educate yourself. Now would be a good time to start your tape recorder so that you can go back over this list and write it down for your own reference.
As the secret operations officer for the CIA.
You are replacing...
Which of the following companies are U.S. government / CIA proprietary companies under USCA Title 18, Section 6, Line 11? And what is their relationship to some well-known present / former / dead government officials? A mirror China, Philippines, Corporation, and its relationship with Bambang Priyatlato? A mirror China Global Management Group, and its relationship with deceased DCI Bill Casey? And Eco Credit T Limited, Singapore, and its relationship with Lippo Bank? Amer China Global and its relationship with the state of Arkansas and Robert Nash? Asian Trust Bank Limited and its relationship with George Bush? Asia Europa Development Group, LTD, and its relationship with Mokhtar Riadi? White Cloud Petroleum and its relationship with Ron Brown and Hazel O'Leary? Ameritrust Corporation, Missouri, and its relationship with the White House and the U.S. Treasury? Ameritrust Suisse Society and its relationship with Vince Foster? Leo Iwanda and Associates, Inc., and its relationship with Bill Casey and George Bush? The Apollo Investments LTD, Hong Kong, and its relationship with Bill Clinton and Lloyd Benson? And Eco Credit T Limited, and its relationship with Kuwait, the Republic, U.S., and Austria, and its relationship with the Iraqi Military Command? HMM, a lot of assets here. Bet they sure could help out with next year's congressional budget. Passengers. Instead, they found four nervous Cuban American crew members.
An event outside your knowledge, happening now, this minute even, maybe in the next room or the next building.
Into the car.
A strategy conceived. A plan made, about to happen, tomorrow, on the other side of the world, or in the restaurant across the street. By people you don't know, or ones you thought you knew. A face on TV, or in a crowd, next to you on the bus, or across the table. You may be a collaborator, willingly or unwillingly, with or without your knowledge. Perhaps you haven't thought about it that way. You read the newspaper, have your morning coffee, the sun is shining, you buy some lemons at the corner, or perhaps you are the one selling them. You put some gas in the car, you dine with friends, you make love. Someone else loads a revolver. A meeting takes place in a carpeted room around a long polished mahogany table, or in a basement. Papers are signed, payments made. Cocktails passed on lacquered trays. A bomb explodes in the crowd. Or perhaps you lose your job. You are arrested. You must leave the country.
I had a feeling once about mathematics, that I saw it all. Depth beyond depth was revealed to me, abyss and abyss.
tergiversation was inevitable, but it was after dinner, and I let it go.
Music, architecture, statuary, tapestry, and porcelain.
Alice laughed. There's no use trying, she said. One can't believe impossible things. I dare say you haven't had much practice, said the Queen. When I was younger, I always did it for half an hour a day. Why, sometimes I believe as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast. MKUltra. Now if you wanna educate yourself about the CIA and LSD, I recommend you hop on over to your nearest web browser and do a search with the keyword MKUltra. In particular, I highly recommend John Mark's little book, The Search for the Manchurian Candidate, the entire text of which you can find online at www.druglibrary.org. There you can read all about one Dr. Sidney Gottlieb, curious sort of man. Gottlieb was in charge of most of the CIA's LSD experiments since the 50s, if you can call them experiments. There certainly wasn't much scientific about them anyway. Basically consisted of dosing people pretty much at random, damn near anybody and everybody, including each other. You show up at work one day, have your morning coffee, you start going over some important cable from Nepal or some other hole, and wham, next thing you know, you're tripping your ass off on several hundred micrograms of pure Sandoz. They hit anyone, anywhere, you name it. They even set up safe houses in San Francisco, where they'd lure some pure sucker off the street with a hooker. She'd take him into a totally rigged up bachelor pad, where we could watch him all on two-way mirrors. Then they'd dose him with everything they had, all kinds of experimental chemicals and hallucinogens barely known to anyone.